All the programmes in the Lifespring Media family are made possible by the generous gifts of people like you.
Hi, Steve Webb here. Do you know me? To some people, I'm a businessman. To others, I'm a geek. My kids call me Dad. My wife calls me, well, never mind, that's private. Point is, I'm known by many names. Well, guess what? So is God. Lord, King, Messiah, Provider, and on and on. Take a listen to Lifespring's In Touch with God's Character. Each episode is a short 3 to 5 minute look at one of the names of God. Check it out at lifespringmedia.com. Hello and welcome back to the Lifespring Family Bible. This is episode number 103, and today we're going to be finishing up the book of Deuteronomy. And we'll start the very next book in the Bible, the book of Joshua, and we'll read the first two chapters. These are short chapters, and so that's why we're doing so many of them, four. So let's begin. Deuteronomy chapter 33. This is the blessing Moses, the man of God, pronounced upon the Israelites before his death. He said, "The Lord came from Sinai and revealed himself to Israel from Seir. He appeared in splendor from Mount Paran and came forth with 10,000 holy ones. With his right hand he gave a fiery law to them. Surely he loves the people, all your holy ones are in your power, and they sit at your feet, each receiving your words. Moses delivered to us a law, an inheritance for the assembly of Jacob. The Lord was king over Jeshurun when the leaders of the people assembled the tribes of Israel together. May Reuben live and not die, and may his people multiply. And this is the blessing to Judah. He said, 'Listen, O Lord, to Judah's voice, and bring him to his people. May his power be great, and may you help him against his foes.' Of Levi he said, 'Your Thummim and Urim belong to your godly one, whose authority you challenged at Massah, and with whom you argued at the waters of Meribah. He said to his father and mother, "I have not seen him," and yet he did not acknowledge his own brothers or know his own children, for they kept your word and guarded your covenant. They will teach Jacob your ordinances and Israel your law, and they will offer incense as a pleasant odor and a whole offering on your altar. Bless, O Lord, his goods, and be pleased with his efforts. Undercut the legs of any who attack him and of those who hate him so that they cannot stand." Of Benjamin he said, "The beloved of the Lord will live safely by him. He protects him all the time, and the Lord places him on his chest." Of Joseph he said, "May the Lord bless his land with the harvest produced by the sky, by the dew, and by the depths crouching beneath, with the harvest produced by the daylight and by the moonlight, with the best of the ancient mountains and the harvest produced by the age-old hills, with the harvest of the earth and its fullness, and the pleasure of him who resided in the burning bush. May blessing rest on Joseph's head, and on the top of the head of the one set apart from his brothers. May the firstborn of his bull bring him honor, and may his horns be those of a wild ox. With them may he gore all peoples, all the far reaches of the earth. They are the 10,000s of Ephraim, they are the thousands of Manasseh." Of Zebulun he said, "Rejoice, Zebulun, when you go outside, and Issachar when you are in your tents. They will summon people to the mountain. There they will sacrifice proper sacrifices, for they will enjoy the abundance of the sea and the hidden treasures of the shores." Of Gad he said, "Blessed be the one who enlarges Gad. Like a lioness he will dwell. He will tear at an arm, indeed a scalp. He has selected the best part for himself, for the portion of the ruler is set aside there. He came with the leaders of the people. He obeyed the righteous laws of the Lord and his ordinances with Israel." Of Dan he said, "Dan is a lion's cub. He will leap forth from Bashan." Of Naphtali he said, "O Naphtali, overflowing with favor and full of the Lord's blessing, possess the west and south." Of Asher he said, "Asher is blessed with children. May he be favored by his brothers, and may he dip his foot in olive oil. The bars of your gates will be made of iron and bronze, and may you have lifelong strength." "There is no one like God, O Jeshurun, who rides through the sky to help you on the clouds in majesty. The everlasting God is a refuge, and underneath you are his eternal arms. He has driven out enemies before you and has said, 'Destroy.' Israel lives in safety. The fountain of Jacob is quite secure. In a land of grain and new wine, indeed, its heavens rain down dew. You have joy, Israel. Who is like you? You are a people delivered by the Lord, your protective shield and your exalted sword. May your enemies cringe before you. May you trample on their backs. Deuteronomy chapter 34. Then Moses ascended from the deserts of Moab to Mount Nebo, to the summit of Pisgah, which is opposite Jericho. The Lord showed him the whole land, Gilead to Dan and all of Naphtali, the land of Ephraim and Manasseh, all the land of Judah as far as the distant sea, and the Negev, and the plain of the valley of Jericho, the city of the date palm trees as far as Zoar. Then the Lord said to him, "This is the land I promised to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob when I said, 'I will give it to your descendants.' I have let you see it, but you will not cross over there." So Moses, the servant of the Lord, died there in the land of Moab, as the Lord had said. He buried him in the land of Moab, near Beth Peor. But no one knows his exact burial place to this very day. Moses was 120 years old when he died, but his eye was not dull, nor had his vitality departed. The Israelites mourned for Moses in the deserts of Moab for 30 days. Then the days of mourning for Moses ended. Now Joshua son of Nun was full of the spirit of wisdom, for Moses had placed his hands on him, and the Israelites listened to him and did just what the Lord had commanded Moses. No prophet ever again arose in Israel like Moses, who knew the Lord face to face. He did all the signs and wonders the Lord had sent him to do in the land of Egypt, to Pharaoh, all his servants, and the whole land. And he displayed great power and awesome might in view of all Israel. Joshua chapter 1. After Moses, the Lord's servant, died, the Lord said to Joshua, son of Nun, Moses' assistant, "Moses, my servant, is dead. Get ready. Cross the Jordan River. Lead these people into the land which I am ready to hand over to them. I am handing over to you every place you set foot, as I promised Moses. Your territory will extend from the wilderness in the south to Lebanon in the north. It will extend all the way to the great river Euphrates in the east, including all of Syria, and all the way to the Mediterranean Sea in the west. No one will be able to resist you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will not abandon you or leave you alone. Be strong and brave. You must lead these people in the conquest of this land that I solemnly promised their ancestors I would hand over to them. Make sure you are very strong and brave. Carefully obey all the law my servant Moses charged you to keep. Do not swerve from it to the right or to the left, so that you may be successful in all you do. This law scroll must not leave your lips. You must memorize it day and night so you can carefully obey all that is written in it. Then you will prosper and be successful. I repeat, be strong and brave. Don't be afraid and don't panic, for I, the Lord your God, am with you in all you do." Joshua instructed the leaders of the people, "Go through the camp and command the people, 'Prepare your supplies, for within 3 days you will cross the Jordan River and begin the conquest of the land the Lord your God is ready to hand over to you.'" Joshua told the Reubenites, Gadites, and the half-tribe of Manasseh, "Remember what Moses, the Lord's servant, commanded you. The Lord your God is giving you a place to settle and is handing this land over to you. Your wives, children, and cattle may stay in the land that Moses assigned to you east of the Jordan River. But all you warriors must cross over armed for battle ahead of your brothers. You must help them until the Lord gives your brothers a place like yours to settle, and they conquer the land the Lord your God is ready to hand over to them. Then you may go back to your allotted land and occupy the land Moses, the Lord's servant, assigned you east of the Jordan." They told Joshua, "We will do everything you say. We will go wherever you send us. Just as we obeyed Moses, so we will obey you. But may the Lord your God be with you as he was with Moses. Any man who rebels against what you say and does not obey all your commands will be executed. But be strong and brave." Joshua chapter 2. Joshua son of Nun sent 2 spies out from Shittim secretly and instructed them, "Find out what you can about the land, especially Jericho." They stopped at the house of a prostitute named Rahab and spent the night there. The king of Jericho received this report, "Note well, Israelite men have come here tonight to spy on the land." So the king of Jericho sent this order to Rahab, "Turn over the men who came to you, the ones who came to your house, for they have come to spy on the whole land." But the woman hid the two men and replied, "Yes, these men were clients of mine, but I didn't know where they came from. When it was time to shut the city gate for the night, the men left. I don't know where they're heading. Chase after them quickly, for you have time to catch them." Now she had taken them up to the roof and hidden them in the stalks of flax she had spread out on the roof. Meanwhile, the king's men tried to find them on the road to the Jordan River near the fords. The city gate was shut as soon as they set out in pursuit of them. Now before the spies went to sleep, Rahab went up to the roof. She said to the men, "I know the Lord is handing this land over to you. We are absolutely terrified of you, and all who live in the land are cringing before you. For we heard how the Lord dried up the water of the Red Sea before you when you left Egypt, and how you annihilated the two Amorite kings, Sihon and Og, on the other side of the Jordan. When we heard the news, we lost our courage, and no one could even breathe for fear of you. For the Lord your God is God in heaven above and on earth below. So now promise me this with an oath sworn in the Lord's name. Because I have shown allegiance to you, show allegiance to my family. Give me a solemn pledge that you will spare the lives of my father, mother, brothers, sisters, and all who belong to them, and rescue us from death." The men said to her, "If you die, may we die too. If you do not report what we've been up to, then when the Lord hands the land over to us, we will show unswerving allegiance to you." Then Rahab let them down by a rope through the window. Her house was built as part of the city wall. She lived in the wall. She told them, "Head to the hill country so the ones chasing you don't find you. Hide from them there for 3 days, long enough for those chasing you to return. Then you can be on your way." The men said to her, "We are not bound by this oath you made us swear unless the following conditions are met. When we invade the land, tie this red rope in the window through which you let us down and gather together in your house your father, mother, brothers, and all who live in your father's house. Anyone who leaves your house will be responsible for his own death. We are innocent in that case. But if anyone with you in the house is harmed, we will be responsible. If you should report what we've been up to, we are not bound by this oath you made us swear." She said, "I agree to these conditions." She sent them on their way and then tied the red rope in the window. They went to the hill country and stayed there for 3 days, long enough for those chasing them to return. Their pursuers looked all along the way but did not find them. Then the two men returned. They came down from the hills, crossed the river, came to Joshua son of Nun, and reported to him all they had discovered. They told Joshua, "Surely the Lord is handing over all this land to us. All who live in the land are cringing before us." And so today we saw the death of Moses. Did you notice the very first sentence in Deuteronomy chapter 33? It said, "This is the blessing Moses, the man of God," pronounced upon the Israelites before his death. Moses, the man of God. But God was true to his promise that Moses would not cross over into the promised land. Even though Moses, for the most part, followed every command of God, he did fail God. God forgave him, but there were still consequences. According to the description we have, at the end of Moses' life, he was 120 years old, but this is great. But his eye was not dull, nor had his vitality departed. So God kept him healthy all the way up to the end of his days. And now his successor, Joshua, has been given the reins. And they're just about to enter the land. And that's going to happen tomorrow. You're not going to want to miss it. So I will see you then. My name is Steve Webb. Thank you for joining me today. God bless you. This has been an In Touch Productions podcast.
If you enjoyed the show, please consider supporting LifeSpring Media. Details are at lifespringmedia.com.